This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The military leaders who seized power and dissolved Guinea's National Assembly said Monday they would set up a transitional government. The details of the promised transition were not immediately clear. They followed widespread condemnation of the coup from the international community. In a speech, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya promised a government of national union. The speech came a day after his men declared on national television that they had arrested the president and dissolved the country's constitution. Doumbouya also stated that there would be no witch hunt of the government officials he dismissed during the takeover. The officials have been replaced with regional military commanders. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Guinean President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by Special Forces soldiers. Members of the military, who referred to themselves as the National Rally and Development Committee, later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October, Condé won a third term in office after amending the Constitution to allow him to run again. That controversial election last year sparked violent protests throughout the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, Maria Kolesnikova, and Maxim Zanax, who are top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. On Monday, Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zanuck was sentenced to 10. Blinken said, "We call for their immediate unconditional release and that of all